The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Well, look at who's back.
It's me.
Hello, Rose Gray. How
Hello,
are you doing?
Hello, Dayton Kane. I am really well. Got back Sunday night from the fabulous trip with Gene Miller. I would like to say to anybody that was on the trip who wants to call in 855-616-1620 and share your experiences. We would welcome that kind of a call.
I want the dirt on Gene. Any dirt on Gene. What did he do? What was crazy?
Yeah, absolutely nothing. I mean, no. If you've never traveled with Gene Miller, I'm just telling you right now, what a fun experience. He engages with all of the guests. We had a lovely, lovely cocktail party. Of course, the number one question was, what is it like to be retired?
Oh, yeah. After all those years doing radio here.
Yep. So not having to get up early and all that kind of stuff. So we just had a blast. And quite honestly, knock on whatever this is made out of, Formica, we really had some seamless flight experiences. So thank you, Delta Airlines, for that.
Yeah.
Honestly, the lazy man's way is one way of looking at it, to see a great deal of Europe via the European waterways is doing a river cruise. And I know there are a lot of people that love to say, oh, I love to be independent and I love to do it on my own. And I was actually just talking to some people yesterday who said, oh, let me tell you about when we hiked through and we backpacked through and back, you know, 10 years ago, we got a car. And then I start telling him about what it's like in my generation to be taken care of on a river cruise. And right. They said, wait, really? Yeah, you get on the ship and here are the ports of call and you can go on an excursion if you want and you don't have to go on an excursion if you don't want to, and you only pack and unpack one time and it's stress-free.
I was traveling vicariously through your Facebook post and the cruise you were on looked amazing. The food and service.
It was. It's the fabulous, fabulous Joie de Vivre on Uniworld, and I can't say enough about the great staff and the great food and the cruise director who takes care of all the excursions and all that. Oh, look, we have a call that wants to talk about it.
Let's go and find Kathy in Franklin. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm packing for Alaska.
Okay. Oh, so Kathy and her traveling companion, Bev, were with me in France. We're home for 2 weeks and now they're going to go with me to Alaska.
When I grow up, I want to be you, Kathy.
So, Kathy,
it's so much fun.
Tell us a couple of the highlights, if you don't mind, from the Gene Miller trip.
Well, like you talked about, Gene and his wife, Luann, are wonderful people. They're just amazing to be with. And I think the whole group that we had, Rose, was a very good group. They were just fun people from all over and interesting to talk to. Of course, for me, the highlight was the Normandy and the D-Day sites. Very, very well done on Omaha Beach when they had taps and the anthem played by a trumpet. It just wrenched your heart.
Probably not a dry eye.
The food, everything.
Yeah. And this is not your first Uniworld trip.
No, this was my third.
Yeah. So you've kind of, like many of us, fallen in love with Uniworld, and as it should be, because they do a phenomenal, phenomenal job. They, and again, this is post-COVID or slightly after COVID, if anyone will ever be post-COVID, but and they took every precaution. But I'd never felt compromised in any way health-wise, or my expectations were not compromised in any way by COVID. What do you say, Kathy?
I agree. And in addition to praising Uniworld, which I love, and I don't want to sail anybody else, I want to thank Fox World Travel, because I only travel with Fox. And you guys are amazing. You take care of everything. I feel safe. I have people to go to if I have questions. If you're going to travel, travel with Fox.
All right, Kathy, and that was an unsolicited testimonial. I will see you in Alaska in 8 days.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
All right, my dear.
Thanks, Kathy.
Look at you go. I love it. World travelers. Thanks, Kathy. Have a great 4th of July weekend. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Want to talk travel? We're on the show or on the cruise with Gene Miller and Rose. Call in. We'd love to hear more stories. I want to hear, like, what you all saw, because the pictures I saw, I mean, it's such historic places that you're visiting, and just, it looked tremendous.
It was.
It looked tremendous.
It was.
And I'm sure you guys have more that you want to talk about as far as people booking trips for 2022 and 2023. We'll get to more of that as well. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
This is my traveling, Rose. I travel down to Summerfest.
To see Casey and the Sunshine Band.
They're
going to
be
Band.
There tonight on the BMO Harris Pavilion. So that is my vacation, is Summerfest. I think I'll be there 3 times this
year. All right. So you, who'd you see?
Let's see. I've seen Warrant. I've seen Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I saw The Fix. I saw the lead singer, Boston, who was amazing, by the way. Yeah, a lot of good shows down there. And just hanging out with people on the lake is always fun.
It is.
The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. If you want to get through, talk about your travel plans with us, we would love that. But first, I have to admit, I've become one of those people. I signed up for the big virtual event and then totally forgot that I signed up for the virtual event, but I do have it in my email now and can watch it.
There you go. And soon, it's not on the website yet, but I know soon our marketing team will also put that on the website under resources where you see vacation travel shows and events. All of the past recordings of past virtual events are there, and that one will be there soon. So you ask, what did we talk about on that virtual event? Well, we talked about the fact that there are 5 nonstop, what we call exclusive nonstop vacation flights. We used to call them charter flights,
right,
out of Milwaukee starting in December, December 17th for Cancun, but then most of the others start mid to late January. Cancun, Jamaica, Cabo, Puerto Vallarta, and Punta Cana. Punta Cana 3 times a week, Jamaica twice a week, Cabo once a week, Puerto Vallarta once a week. Milwaukee can support 5 nonstop destinations.
That is insane.
That is absolutely insane. And so we talked about how you go about preparing for these. For those of you who are Fox fans, like our good friend Kathy that called in, you know that we have, you in the past many, many years, had a pretty big Apple Vacation event in July. We prepped you for that.
Yeah.
I don't know any of the details. I don't know when it's going to start. I don't know what resorts they're going to be offering, but I do know it's going to happen. So you want to be ready for that. And so you want to be ready by calling your advisor. If you've never used Fox, start using Fox, get a profile with us so that we can make, you know, sense of what it is you're asking for. Let us guide you through the process. You might think to yourself, well, this travel advisor is awfully nosy, but they're not being nosy. They're just being good at their job. What do you like to do? If swimming in the ocean every day is a really big thing for you, Cabo is probably not a good spot. The beaches are not swimmable for the most part.
Right.
So we want to walk. Beach is important to you. Punta Cana might be your choice. That's a white powdery
sand
beach.
Beautiful beach.
So we want to talk to, I don't like being in the sun, somebody might say. I like to go to the warm weather, but I sit under a palm tree and I read a book. Okay, let's talk about that. How many kids? How many adults? What do you like to do on vacation? All of those things we need to find out about so we can put you in the right place.
Rose, why are you being so nosy?
I know.
So here's how you do it. First easy step for you. Go to foxworldtravel.com, click on Contact Us, Contact Travel, Vacation Travel. Click on that and fill out the form.
There you go.
And somebody will get back to you and start the process.
Perfect.
Very easy to do. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's go to Steve in Appleton. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Hi. My name is Steve March Torme. I'm Mel Torme's son, and I know who Rose is, and I just did that cruise. They hired me to sing on the Joie de Vivre.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I couldn't echo more what you were just saying, because the excursions, Monet's Gardens, and the Palace of Versailles, unbelievable.
And was the staff just so top-notch you couldn't get over it?
Well, yeah, I mean, we got back home, and my wife said, why am I not being served champagne this morning? Because I'm not on the boat. Yeah. Great. They take care of everything. And you're right. You know, for anybody who's never been on a river cruise, you never know the boat's moving. And it's just peaceful. It's fantastic. So I'm echoing your sentiments.
Thank you. Wow. That's a ringing endorsement, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And UniWorld, it was nice to entertain those people. So anyway, that's it. That's my
season. Oh, man. I hope one day I'm on the Joie de Vivre when Steve is entertaining.
That would be a trip, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Each other somewhere in Appleton. I'm sure of that.
All right.
Thanks. Have a great weekend. Happy 4th of July to you. Let's go over to Frank in Oconomowoc. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Good morning, Rose. I have a 65 and over question for you. And I know that I was listening to you a couple weeks ago when you were talking about travel insurance. We're veteran cruisers, very familiar with the process with there, but we're touring the fjords over in Norway next June. And I believe that if you have Medicare, you may not be totally covered or covered at all while you're outside of the United States. So we typically purchase the insurance plan, the Platinum plan from Holland America, which I believe is up to $10,000 for medical issues and maybe up to $50,000 for medical evacuation. However, I'm looking at Travel Guard and Pack and Go, and I'm getting a little bit confused which might be the better option. But my big question is, can you have more than one insurance policy, kind of like a Medicare and then a Medicare Part B? If one doesn't cover everything, can you purchase another insurance policy and hopefully have that kick in to everything else?
You actually can. That's a great question, Frank. So what we are finding is, first and foremost, you have to determine what it is you're looking to cover primarily. So is it more about cancellation coverage or is it more about health insurance coverage? So you have to kind of dissect the plans, and it is a bit of work. But you are 100% right. Your coverage with Medicare is not... It doesn't exist for outside of the United States for the most mm-hmm. part. There's right. a couple of Advantage plans that are very expensive that I know might have some coverage, but for the most part, they don't. So if you're looking for health benefits, then you need to find out, A, is it primary or secondary? B, what is my limit? C, what is my Medivac coverage? Medical evacuation coverage is a very big part of Travel Guard's policy. I believe their policy might be up to a $500,000 because we don't think about things like that. Yeah. But oftentimes you're like, get me out of here. I don't want this procedure done in this particular country. I want to go home. And if you can make that happen, that's what that is covered for. So you do have to do some cost comparisons, find out what it is exactly you're looking to cover, then do your side-by-side and maybe side-by-side-by-side if you're looking at three of them. And then in the end, the answer is yes, you can have more than one coverage.
Great. Thank you very much. That was very helpful.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks for calling in. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we talk to Janet in Cedarburg about Budapest. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
The Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You ever see the Bodines, Rose?
I have seen the Bodines many times. In fact, one year they played at Bratwurst Days in Sheboygan, and it was a mob scene.
I bet. They're going to be at the Johnson Controls World Stage today at Summerfest. So she's been so patient at 855-616-1620. Let's get to Janet in Cedarburg. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. We are traveling with a church group on the Danube in September from Germany through ending in Budapest. And I know in Germany and most of those areas, they'll take Urals. But in Budapest, what do they take?
They take the Forint.
I know that's one of Rose's favorite cities.
It is. It's called the Forint, a Hungarian Forint. And it's easy enough to get them if you have that much time. I would say the proper etiquette would be if you are going to spend cash in Hungary, tipping people, because your credit card will be very, very welcome. If you had forints, if you had euros for sure for the rest of your trip, that's great. But if you had the wherewithal as you're getting money to travel, if you had the wherewithal to get some Hungarian forints, and I've done it myself, that would be great. Now, 10 to 12 years ago, it was very uncommon for the people in Budapest and throughout Hungary to accept euros. They would have signs on their little stores that said credit card or euro or forints only. You know, they didn't. But now, my last two times I was in Budapest, they will take euros in many places. Not all places, but they will take euros. But, you know, again, the polite and kind thing to do, especially when you're giving somebody a tip, is give it to them in their currency so they don't have to be bothered with exchanging it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a fabulous time on that trip.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, I know you will. I know you will.
Thanks, Janet. Happy 4th of July weekend. Thanks for calling in with that. Quick one. Hopefully we can get in before the news here. Flying out of O'Hare to Alaska with Colleen in August. Recommendation for a stay-in-park hotel in the area.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. The one I use a lot is the Sheraton Four Points, which is in Schiller Park. They have a fenced-in, secured parking lot, which is something that is important to me because it's then your car is secured. You need a code to get in and out.
Right.
And so there you go. There's also a Sonesta Hotel that used to be a Holiday Inn. That's where Harry Carey's is, the famous one of the famous restaurants.
Yeah.
And that's just down the road from that one as well. So both of those have good shuttle service and secured parking lots.
All right. Perfect. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Tell us a little bit about what Fox World Travel all does.
Well, we basically can do it all. We do vacation travel, which is what we talk about on the show almost exclusively, but we also do business travel. So if you are a company that's been looking for a home, you're looking for a travel management company, we can absolutely help you with that. Reach out and somebody will contact you back and, you know, qualify you and those kinds of things. We also do meetings and incentives. So we do group travel, we do weddings, but then in the corporate world, we do meetings and incentives. So I own a company. If you sell 1 million widgets this year, you get to go to Hawaii. And if you sell another 500,000 widgets, you get to take your wife along. And that's an incentive trip. And we plan those, as well as I'm going to take all of my salespeople to Boca Raton so we can have a little sales meeting. And you may bring your spouse and we're going to have some fun team building activities. We do those kinds of things as well.
All kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
I love widgets, by the way.
I do too.
The FoxWorldTravel.com is the website you're looking for. You'll find all of that, FoxWorldTravel.com. Right now, we go over to Jasper Appleton in the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Good morning, Jasper.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I bet you crank this up when you're sitting in your beach chair,
don't
you?
Yeah, this is one of my faves.
This is Taking Back Sunday. If you like this type of stuff, they're going to be at the Generac Power Stage today at Summerfest. Taking Back Sunday. You have not on your playlist, Rose?
Uh-huh.
No? Okay.
Do you know their, can you name one of their hits?
That one.
Okay.
Make darn sure, I'll say.
Okay.
So you're back after 2 weeks.
Yes. So actually, no, I was only gone 1 week. I did the show, and then I went straight to the airport.
That's right. You and Andrea were both here two weeks ago.
You got two for the price of one 2 weeks ago. Then thank you, Colleen, for filling in for me, because if I didn't have the Colleens and the Andreas of the world to fill in for me, I couldn't travel.
That's right.
Right. Because I don't think Dayton wants to answer your questions.
Well, I can't. Not like you do. You've been all over the world. I've been to Mexico and Punta Cana and Summerfest.
That's
my extent.
Well, we do want to remind everybody that we do have a lot going on still for 2022 and into 2023 at Fox World Travel in our group department. So if you had any ideas that you might want to accompany me in February to Australia and New Zealand, but you were kind of sitting on the fence waiting to see how the COVID thing played out or what have you, I want to let everybody know that we've got a good amount of people on it. I'm confident it's going to go, but we have to give the unsold space back to our good partner at Globus Family of Brands in about a month. So I hate when this happens, Dayton. The minute we give that space back, we get a request for somebody to go on one of our tours, and then we have to go through the, can we get it back? Sure. But it just makes life so much easier if you do that. So if you were contemplating that during or pre-COVID and you didn't do anything about it, take the time this upcoming week to reach out to Fox and get more information. And if you're going to go along, please sign up. Also, you will find out if you go to our website and you go under travel and you go under Fox Group Vacations, because why wouldn't you? That's where all the fun is happening. We have still got a banner for travel packages to London. Now, Dayton, did you know that people who were in the lottery to get tickets for the London game, season ticket holders who put their name in the lottery, were first able to buy those tickets starting June 28th?
It was just a few days ago.
Just a few days ago, and that bumped up the requests for our package like you would not believe, because we have two different packages. If you hit view packages, you will see we have a package with game tickets, but we also have a package that is just a land and everything else you need for London except no game tickets.
Right.
And we've done that. That's by design because we knew people were going to have the opportunity to get tickets. Now, interesting fact, I went on the tickets that you could purchase as a Packer season ticket holder who won the lottery ranged between £64 and £146. £64 equates to about $77.
Oh, wow.
So that's not a lot, but that's in the 500 tier, the highest tier at that stadium. Then they went all the way down to 146. But I looked on the secondary market today, and you could find tickets for that event for £252, which translates into about $300.
Yeah. A Packer ticket in London, not a bad deal.
It's not. So it's not overwhelming. It's not shocking. None of this is, are you kidding me? They're gouging me or anything like that. So please take that into account if you are thinking still about going to see the Packers play the New York Giants in London on October 9th. There are opportunities for you to do that with tickets or without tickets.
Sure.
All right.
Speaking of price gouging, I was at Summerfest.
Oh, no.
$19 old fashions.
What is this?
People were buying
them. What is this? AmFam Field or something?
Yeah, right.
I know. But you know, and that's another thing that we probably should address. People are somewhat shocked as they're calling into Fox to get quotes, which that's what you do, at the pricing this year.
Yeah, it's not what it used to be.
It's not what it used to be. But first of all, we have to take into account the fact that these people, these resorts, these companies have been dealing with COVID for 2 years. We've got some ground to make up here, folks. We've got some definite ground to make up. And the other thing is, some people are saying to themselves, you know what? I have 2 years of discretionary vacation income that I didn't use. I didn't go anywhere. So maybe I'll treat myself. Maybe I won't go to that budget property. Maybe I'll upgrade. Maybe I won't stay in the parking lot view room. Maybe I'll actually get an ocean front or ocean view room this time where I can throw open my drapes in the morning and see the beautiful Caribbean Sea or the Pacific if I'm on the west side of Mexico or whatever it might be. So we are hearing more and more people say that. The other thing is people's tastes have definitely changed when it comes to the world of all-inclusive resorts. They don't want a steam table buffet option with maybe one a la carte restaurant. The biggest question they ask is, how many a la carte restaurants does this resort have? I want options. I want options, and I don't want it to be difficult, and I don't want to have to go stand in line someplace to make a reservation for my two opportunities to stay at an a la carte restaurant. I just want it to be easy and stress-free. Make that happen.
Yeah.
We've had enough stress.
When we went to the Rio in Punta Cana this last January, it was like 60% capacity, and you didn't have to make the reservations, and their restaurants were amazing. So I get it. Like, when you go, those extra restaurants, the buffets are usually pretty good, you know, they're all right, but those extra restaurants do make a big difference.
They absolutely do. And again, as we are coming out of this pandemic, we deserve some of this. We really and truly do. The other thing that I'm going to continue to preach when I have the microphone is plan, pivot, patience. I didn't have too much of that on this last trip. Now, my sister and her husband flew in from British Columbia, and they've got to do like three hops. So they fly out of Kelowna, British Columbia, to Calgary, to Chicago, to Milwaukee. And honestly, they had an hour delay somewhere along the line at the very beginning of their flight.
Yeah,
they said clearing customs in Calgary, because that's one of the places. Remember, in Dublin, you can clear customs to come into the U.S. Yeah. In Calgary, you can clear customs to come into the U.S. They said it was pretty painless. The lines were not excruciatingly long. They did not get to sit together. So the plane was very packed, and they had a fare that they booked not as in advance as one would have liked. And so that was a problem. Not, it wasn't a problem. It was, they're world travelers, so I don't think they need to sit together on a 3-hour flight. But we just have to be patient. We have to be very patient. I saw a man on my Delta flight coming back from Charles de Gaulle to Detroit who didn't get the seat he had paid for and threw a big fit. Through a great big fit, and the door wasn't going to shut to the aircraft until we could get this man sitting down. And some very, very kind people made some moves so he could get in the seat he thought he had.
My goodness.
Yep.
All right. Patience would be preferred.
And kindness. Let's be kind to one another.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We have some text to get through. We'll do that next. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
She's got kind of a good vibe, but it's kind of dark when you listen to the lyrics. Halsey going to be on the American Family Amphitheater stage tonight at Summerfest. But we are talking travel worldwide here. Rose Gray back from her big trip and answering your questions. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Len in Jackson. Good morning, Len. What's your question?
Good morning. Rose, we are taking a Rhine Getaway River cruise in March of next year from Amsterdam to Basel with Viking. Other than their normal shore excursions, which they say is usually a city tour, what would be a must-see for you on the river cruise down the Rhine?
What are your ports of call? Do you know?
Amsterdam we start, then Kinderjik, Cologne, Koblenz, Speyer, and Strasbourg, then Basel, and then we're spending 2 days in Lucerne extra.
Oh, okay, well, Lucerne is going to be fantastic. Make sure you save your shekels. Lucerne is a pretty expensive proposition. I would definitely, if I was doing Strasbourg, I would probably do that on my own. What do you know what excursion they're offering in Strasbourg? It's just a city tour?
I don't know exactly what... Yeah, but basically they said with all of their ports, it's usually just a city tour.
Okay.
So I was trying to think of something.
Yeah, Strasbourg, you can actually walk around by yourself. I don't know that I would like waste my time on that. The other thing about that one is I think you are in that particular port of call a little bit longer, so you could probably take some time. Are they doing anything for you in Amsterdam?
No.
Okay.
I think we just... and sail and cruise.
Here's a tip about this. If you have time in Amsterdam and you want to do the Anne Frank House, which is worth it, make sure you get tickets in advance. You will not, March is going to be very off season. That must be the very beginning of their cruising in that part of the world. But if you want to do the Anne Frank House, you definitely need to get those tickets in advance. And they're easy enough to do. You just go right online and you can get them. The other thing I would tell you is this. It's the same principle that the tour guide, one of my favorite tour guides on this past trip that I was just on, reminded me. And that is this. Walk around these towns and get lost. But I don't mean that like get lost so badly that you can't get back to the ship. The beautiful thing about the cruise that you're on is that you always know where the water is. So when they put you in these ports of call, you know where the water is. So if you say to somebody, where's the river? They'll point you to the river and you can't miss it because you're walking right back to the ship. So lots of times what I'll do is I'll start out with the city tour and then I'll break off and say, you know, this has been very helpful. Thank you for showing me the way into town. And then because, you know, you have those little audio headsets so you can hear your guide as you're walking around, and then say, I feel comfortable getting back to the ship on my own. Thank you very much. And then I would just break off, because that's where you find the fun pubs, the fun boutique shops, the fun cafes on the side of the street where you can just stop, the fun little, you know, things that you wouldn't necessarily do. So I do the beginning of the tour with the guide, and then I just break off and go back on my own. If you're going to do Amsterdam, make sure you do Anne Frank House. And if in Basel, Switzerland, and Lucerne, pretty much, I think, do you have an opportunity to do any kind of on the lake in Lucerne? Do they have any opportunities for that?
Yeah.
I definitely would do that. Definitely do that.
Yeah, we're going to be stay overnight, two nights. So almost two full days in Lucerne.
Yep. If you have an opportunity to do a lake cruise on Lake Lucerne, do that.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much for your time today.
Thanks, Len.
Have a wonderful week.
You too, Len. Enjoy your trip. Happy 4th of July weekend. One segment left when we come back. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I forgot about this song by Third Eye Blind. Nice, Isaac. Isaac in the producer's booth today giving us our songs from Summerfest. They're going to be on the U.S. Cellular Connection stage. Rose Gray, one final segment here. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Here we go. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620. Michelle in Muskego, good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. I am going on a Royal Caribbean 10-night Western Caribbean and the Americas cruise on February 22nd of 2023. Our passports expire on August 26th. Am I still okay to use those passports? Because normally, don't you have to renew them like 6 months prior to leaving?
Yeah, that's what some countries, you have to look at your ports of call. Some countries require 3 to 6 months of validity on your passport so that. And people say, wait a minute, I should be able to use my passport all the way up until it's completely expired, right? But what the reasoning behind that is they're trying to protect you in the event that you have to stay in a country, you're hospitalized, you have an accident, you who knows what reason, and you're so close to the expiration date, it expires while you're outside of the United States, and then it becomes a problem. So I typically start my renewal process for my passports about 7 months before they're going to expire. I look at my calendar, I find out when I have a window of opportunity that I'm not going to need my passport, and then I just go for it. Because right now, routine passport processing on new passports is taking 8 to 11 weeks, and renewals are taking 5 to 7 weeks, and yeah, well, actually, all passports, I should say, are taking 8 to 11. Expedited passports are 5 to 7 now. So, you know, if you have a window of opportunity right now where you know you're not going to need it anyway, they're good for 10 years. I say go for it.
And then would they change the actual timing? Like if my passport expires in August of next year, is it 10 years from then or 10
no.
years from when I request the renewal?
10 years from when you request the renewal. Yep.
Okay.
The
great.
Other thing,
thank you,
here's a, thank you. And I want to let everybody else know, Michelle brought up a really good point too. When you now can do a renewal passport or a new passport, you have an opportunity to put in 26 pages or 52 pages. People are like, what's the difference? I'm never going to fill that many up. Always put in 52.
Really?
Because they used to let you send in your passport and they would sew in new pages if you needed them at no charge. That's not the case anymore. So that's a renewal if you need more pages. Now you might be saying to yourself, come on, I don't travel that much. I'm not going to. But think about this. Have you ever watched those people stamp your passports? They're all over the place, yeah. right? And remember this, if by some lucky coincidence, you would have an opportunity to go to a country that requires a visa, Cambodia, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Vietnam, Egypt, all of those places need passport visas. Many of them require two blank opposing pages.
Oh.
So two blank opposite pages. So you might think, oh, I'm good to go, but somebody stamped something on one of them. They have to be blank.
Okay.
So why not ask for the 52 page right away? Just to be safe.
Yeah. All right. We have 1 minute left. Wrap it up. What do we need to know this week?
We wanted to let everybody know that if you have not contacted your favorite travel advisor with regard to the pending Apple Vacations announcement that we're going to be making very, very soon about some sales that are going to be happening, if you know you absolutely have to go on spring break at a particular time in a particular month of 2023, you may want to not wait for the sale and get that ball rolling right now, because you're very, very locked in. If you're thinking about going to Australia and New Zealand, you have about a month before we have to return any unsold seats. So don't let that deadline pass you by. And look at our website at least once a week to see what's new and what's exciting and what we're announcing. I will still be here next week, Saturday, and then I head out for Alaska after that.
Rough life.
I know.
Rough life. All right. Always good to see you.
Happy
well
and
done.
Have a safe 4th of July, everybody.
You as well. Coming up next, we check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jasper Appleton and Money Talk.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.